The origin of life and the universe. World-renowned pieces of art. Oil paintings. Sculptures. Architecture. They all have an artist, talented master, a designer. Each point of the universe abounds with unprecedented examples of God's artistry of creation. Perfect symmetry, striking colors, the delicate details on the wings of a peacock that, as he confessed, made Charles Darwin sick. Unbounded variety of living species, the mathematical order in their structures and the golden ratio, the delicate structure and balance of the Earth, and the myriad cosmic laws in the universe are the irrefutable evidences of God's existence. In this immense universe, examples of creation are to be found everywhere from galaxies to micro-living beings, from planets to carbon atoms. It is not possible for the complex structure in the DNA or the flawless order in the cell, which is as complex as a city, to have come into existence by itself. They need to be definitely created by a creator having wisdom and knowledge. This balance and the magnificent structure which exists in our bodies and extends to every corner of the universe have an owner, an artist. The evidences of this wisdom that holds sway over everything in this universe are surely the proof of the existence of our sublime creator, God. God creates from nothing. Many statements in the Gospel and the verses of the Quran relate the fact that God is the creator of everything. I seek refuge in God from the accursed Satan. The originator of the heavens and earth, when he decides on something, he just says to it, be, and it is. Quran 2:117. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. Hebrews 3:4. In the first conference on the origin of life and the universe, held by the Technics and Science Research Foundation, we dwelled on the obvious evidences of creation in the light of science. Now, with the contributions of three important foundations, and with your participation, we present the second conference on the origin of life and the universe.